This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
It'll be a matchup of three-game winners tomorrow when the unofficial second half of the Major League Baseball season gets underway for the Padres in Washington, D.C. Dylan Cease, 3-9 for the Padres. Michael Soroka, 3-7. Right-hander will go for the Nats. Soroka has a, despite his record and an ERA over 5, has a much better whip than Dylan Cease does. Soroka's 1.16. Dylan Cease, unsightly, Scraby, 1.33. And here's something I didn't even know that I hadn't really ferreted out yet about.
I love it when you say ferreted.
Right, I know. I hadn't dug into this yet. Do you know how many games Dylan Cease has won this year on the road?
I'm going to say zero.
Zero. He has not won a game on the road this year. He's 0-6 with a 6.27 ERA. Now, both you and I, and I think a lot of people, think that Cease is going to have a resurgence here in the second half. Either that or they believe he's going to need a resurgence in the second half. And hopefully it'll start tomorrow in the ballpark that he pitched a no-hitter in last year.
Yeah.
But 0-6 and 6.27. Yikes.
That's
not good. Horrendous.
Horrendous is...
It is. I don't think you can say it any other way.
You know, some people forget, too, like, this is a contract year for him. And not saying, you know, he's not pitching up to where he thinks he should pitch.
I you know, you're right. And the other part is I said that a lot of fans are, you know, expecting a resurgence, hoping or think he needs a resurgence. There are other fans that just hope AJ Preller can ship him out of town and try to get something in return. I don't think that's really the smart way to go. I mean, if you trade Dylan Cease for another starting pitcher, are you better off? You need...
It depends.
Okay, I know. If the other guy comes in and goes 10-0, then obviously it's a smart move.
But probably not going to get a player the quality of Dylan Cease. Or the
Dylan
perceived
Cease,
quality.
Yeah, right. Dylan Cease still has value despite his struggles. Why? Because he's shown in two of the previous 3 years that he's one of the best pitchers in the league. Just hasn't shown it yet this season. A couple of other quick notes before we get to the Daily Gambit. Just in, 9-time NBA All-Star. Who's this, Scraby?
I know, it's Dame time.
Dame time. Damian Lillard is back with the Portland Trailblazers. Well, not yet. He's going to have to sit out all next season, right, with a torn Achilles. But Lillard has signed a 3-year, $42 million contract. He will return to the Pacific Northwest as a Trailblazer whenever it is that he is able to play again. So that's going to make some news today for sure. The other story is this, and we're getting tired of reading these, But I think we're going to have to keep reading him, Scraby, until something is done. And I don't have the answer 100%. Arizona Diamondback star Ketel Marte was burglarized while he was gone from his Scottsdale, Arizona home, traveling for the All-Star break.
Interesting. I did not see this.
Yeah. Quote, high-dollar residential burglary believed to have happened Tuesday night. Numerous personal items, jewelry, was stolen. Nobody was home, fortunately. Anyway, Maricopa County Assessor's Office showed that Marte owns a home on the block where this investigation is. So this is, according to police, I would think that it's pretty accurate. This is just the latest, right? It started, I don't want to say where it started, but Joe Burrow was in there.
Yeah.
Several football players, Patrick Mahomes.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah. The leagues, and people are going to say, well, the leagues have to start doing something about this. The police certainly don't have time to protect every single home in every single city. I mean, I'm not going to try to necessarily stick up for them, but they have other things they have to do.
Let me ask you this, Chris.
But can baseball cover all of this? My answer to that is no.
I agree.
So the only answer is that these players, high profile or not, are going to have to start investigating in some home security of their own. I think didn't Burrow say that he had done that, or Mahomes or somebody said, "Hey, I just hired a bunch of people that are going to be watching my house now."
Burrow was supposed to buy a Batmobile and he didn't because he was afraid after that whole thing. Well, but Ketel Marte is making, he just signed a 6-year, $116 million extension.
He can afford it.
Here's what I want to say though. Why do these athletes not keep their valuables like this in a different location where they can store these types of things?
Not convenient, I would think.
I get it, but do you want your home broken into?
Every time you wear a gold chain, your favorite gold chain, do you want to drive to the bank, take it out of the safety deposit box, wear it, and bring it back?
I'm not a gold chain guy. So
me neither, but I'm just assuming that that's the reason, that they don't put that stuff away. Anyway, this is a bit of it's an issue, and I mean, you know, I feel for these players. Here's the scary thing, Scrabe. I don't even want to go here, but I can't help it. One of these times, somebody's going to burglarize one of these homes, and somebody's family's going to still be there.
Oh, yeah.
While they're traveling.
Yeah.
And, I don't want anything to happen.
I agree.
Just leave it there.
I agree. But
fortunately, here, nobody was home, so you lose some items. Okay, hope you can get them back. But they're just items. If Ketel Marte or any other high profile, I wouldn't even say high profile, could be anybody, really. The whole team travels. It's not just the high profile guys. The broadcasters travel. The writers travel.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, Scrabe, correct me if I'm wrong, pretty easy to come up with somebody's address, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
It's not too hard.
Not too hard to come up with almost anybody's address you want.
True.
So
if you really dig deep, you can find it.
This is a really scary thing because they know the schedule's out there. They know when these guys are gone, guys and gals, WNBA, whatever it might be. I mean, I'm going to say this. I don't think that every player in every sport can afford, Ketel Marte can, Travis Kelce can, but can every player in every sport afford some, protection 40 times a year while they're gone?
Well, I'm assuming
that's asking a lot.
I'm assuming that these criminals are going after the higher profile ones. And if they're a higher profile one, then you probably have a little bit of money that you could put aside for security. Or just make your team pay for it. Be like, hey, Diamondbacks, I need
put
to feel
it in your
safe
contract.
Here. Yeah. But he just signed it, so.
Yeah. All right, well, again, I don't even like sharing these stories, but it's definitely newsworthy, and it's going to be newsworthy until something is changed. Now, at the bottom of this story, it says, look, the FBI has warned sport leagues about this, and the NFL and NBA have issued security alerts to their athletes. That doesn't change anything as far as I'm concerned.
Alert.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, that's not going to help protect me. The All-Star game did not do well in the ratings, despite the
relatively
the swing
did not
off.
Do well.
Well, relative to what?
Other All-Star games are by far and away crushes them.
But it already did that.
Yeah, I know. But
here's what I'm going to compare it to: was a 3.5% decrease from last year's All-Star game. So I'm comparing it to last year.
What was last year? I don't understand. Oh, was it Paul Skeens? Did he do it?
I don't know. The point of the matter is All-Star game viewership continues to go down, and I think that's an issue that these leagues have to keep looking at. The home run derby increased by 5% the night before.
I think a lot of these things have to do with just random factors, like people being on vacation,
maybe
not last year, but they are this year type of thing.
I don't know. Maybe it's actually true that we honestly just want to see a home run derby, and we could care less about the stupid game anymore.
Maui says on the chat about Ketel Marte, how about not wearing jewelry during games and showing off what you own? I don't disagree with that.
I don't disagree with that. But again, look, some people have a nice car. What is it, not ever drive it? Got to leave it in your garage?
Maybe. No, of course not.
I mean,
of
you want to show off the stuff you get. That's why you get it.
But, like, Toddy was wearing...
I understand what was said there. I don't like it, though. I don't like saying
you should
to an
be
athlete,
able to wear jewelry without being concerned about your house being broken into.
Don't wear your expensive stuff if you're worried about losing it. Well, like, remember the San Francisco 49er guy? Ricky, the wide receiver.
Oh, Pearsall.
Yeah, he was wearing his watch.
Yeah.
Got shot.
Yes, he did.
And everybody said, well, what a dummy. Why was he wearing his watch?
I mean, he was wearing
a
watch.
He bought his watch. He wanted to wear it. I mean, does that mean he deserves to be shot?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But a $10,000 watch is, I mean, you're carrying a lottery ticket on your hand. If it were me, I would not be wearing that watch.
If it were me, I wouldn't buy it in the first place, but I'm not me. Or they're not me.
No, they
I understand that.
They're not going to be like you and buy Blackhawks shirts.
Yes, which I don't think anybody's going to want to rob necessarily. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to do our daily gambit. There are absolutely no games of any kind in any sport tonight. Nothing.
Not even
a WNBA. They're on the All-Star break. The WNBA.
Not even SCFC?
There's no...
Or not SCFC.
No,
MLS,
there's no MLS. There, you can't find a game tonight. So we'll see what we do in the gambit when we come back.
Well, this is interesting.
We will check some traffic and see what that's all about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
317, welcome back. Got a couple hours to go, then you'll hear the Padres Roundtable, commercial-free hour. Padre Talk, with hosted by Ben Higgins, but including all of us.
Ben does such a great job.
He's really good at it. He's really good at it.
He keeps it together. He spreads it out.
Yeah. Yeah. He even goes to you for a question once in a while.
And sometimes he looks at me and I know he's coming to me and I'm like, oh no.
You don't even know what he's going to, you don't know what you're going to say.
Yes.
Quick note, Padres play the Nationals this weekend. They play the Marlins next week. Marlins just got some bad news.
Oh.
Connor Norby, really good young third baseman.
Yeah.
Broken hamate bone, 6 to 8 weeks. That's the one that it's somewhere.
It's like right here.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
It's in like the bottom part of your hand where the wrist is.
6 to 8 weeks for him, and I hope for him it's only 6 to 8 weeks. I think Mike Trout missed like 7 years with that injury.
Tony broke his hamate.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did not know.
Is it Tommy Pham broke his hamate when he was with the Padres?
So anyway, Connor Norby, good player, young player for the Marlins.
How did he do that when there's no games? did it happen last week or something? It had to have.
I'm assuming it was something that he started feeling some discomfort, and they checked on it, and yeah. Anyway, all right, we got a Daily Gambit. There's no games tonight, but there is stuff we can look forward to in the wagering world.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Stick around. In 20 minutes, we have the 30-mile zone, and we have some amazing stories today.
Fun
Chris
stuff.
Brought me one that I did not see, that I cannot believe happened.
And you're still laughing about it.
I've been laughing about it since you told me about it. It's insane, so stick around for that. But reviewing the bets that we did yesterday, we had Toronto FC at SDFC. We both SDFC was -1.5 on the spread. We both chose SDFC. Toronto won 1-0, so we lose that
one. Lost on the total the goals home side there.
Goals over under 3.5. Went over. I went under.
I know, didn't come close.
It was one.
You know that SDFC had scored 2 or more in 6 consecutive matches. That's quite good.
That is good.
But they got blanked last night.
Philadelphia Union -1.5 against Montreal.
You chose
Montreal. I chose the Union, and the Union won, but they didn't win by enough. 2-1. So you win that one.
Very
Liberty
good.
-10 last night. Who are they playing?
Indiana without
Caitlin Clark. And we both chose Liberty. Both of us were correct. Liberty won 98-77. Who had more points in that game for the Liberty? Brianna Stewart or Sabrina Ionescu? We both said Stewart. We were both correct. Stewart had 24. Ionescu had 15. And then
that's because Ionescu was being covered by a high school kid in the second half, and she couldn't get open.
Chris will never forget
that. No, I'm not going to give her a break on
ever.
That one. I'm not giving
ever
her a break on that one.
Paige Beckers, over under 17.5 points for her Dallas Wings last night. Chris said over. I said under. Chris was correct. She had 20.
Good job. Paige Beckers has been really good, and you know, as advertised, a lot of pressure, right, to be good.
Totally.
When you're Paige Beckers, and she's brought it every single time.
I'm with
good
you.
For her.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Do you want me to start with?
Yeah, do some of these future bets here and let me know what you got.
All right.
Because the second half, we got a lot of baseball stuff.
Yes. Here. American League MVP. Aaron Judge is leading the way, but then
he's favored, right?
Yeah, okay. -650, and then you got Cal Raleigh +370, Tarek Skubal +8,000, Sadon Rafaela +10,000.
He's been really good for the Red Sox. We don't follow the American League too much around here, but I think he had an RBI in like every game the last month of the season. I mean, he's been really good. But if you look at those odds, the third choice is +8,000.
Yeah,
which means it's not going to be any
of
those
close
guys. Right. It's going to be either Judge or Raleigh. It comes down to those two.
Can I tell you what's really annoying about this?
Okay.
They have Mike Trout listed in the MVP.
Do they really?
Plus 25,000.
Well,
the guy
some
was hurt.
Probably some people want to waste some money on him.
If you do that bet,
that's a waste
you
of money.
You are a dummy.
Yeah. Just give us the money. I hope Cal Raleigh wins the MVP. Not because I'm anti-Aaron Judge, but I do want to see Raleigh break the record for catchers, for switch hitters. And I think the fact that he's a catcher, I think ought to give him the nod over Aaron Judge, who's having just a typical good season. You know, really good.
Victim of his own success.
I think so. I think Cal Raleigh should you know, potentially get that. We'll
All right.
See.
Let's move to the NL MVP. Shohei Ohtani leads the way -1100. Then you got PCA +700.
Oh, sure. PCA is the well, you know how people look at that war rating, Scraby? I don't, but everyone else does.
I know.
PCA
I know.
Is way ahead of everybody except Aaron Judge in war.
Yeah.
PCA, way up there.
Juan Soto is third. I cannot believe that.
It's annoying.
I mean, he's not having a terrible year.
Don't you think Manny should be ahead of him in the balloting?
Manny's not even close to the top. Manny's +7,500 with Fernando. You got guys like James Wood, who's having a great year, but he's not going to win MVP for a terrible team.
Right.
You got guys like Ronald Acuña Jr. who've been hurt. You have, who is the other one? I mean, Kyle Tucker's pretty good. But anyway, there's some guys above them that I think Manny should be rated over.
I think you could get a nice price on Manny.
+7,500.
It's interesting because we talked about it the other day. Bryce Harper or Manny? Who's had a better career? Look at the numbers. They will tell you Manny. But look at the awards, and they will tell you Harper.
Yep.
So
it's true.
It's interesting.
I think it was Chris Rose the other day on his podcast. They talked about Manny being underrated, and they were like, if you look at the numbers, Manny has like over 200 hits more than Bryce Harper, and that's a lot of hits.
And he has way over 150 more games played.
Yeah, that's a
that's
lot.
That's the thing that means a lot to Manny. I know that.
Yeah. And then some of the – okay, so for the Padres, they're – regular season wins over under 87.5. It doesn't seem like it moved at all, but
that's about where they were at the beginning of the year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it doesn't
well,
move.
All right, let's just say that 87 is what they're you know, predicting. Padres have 66 games left.
21 wins?
To get to 87, they need 35 more wins. You are the worst math guy I've ever seen.
66 to 87, isn't that 21?
What I'm saying is they have 52 wins right now. To get to 87, they need 35 more.
I was adding the total number of games.
You're terrible. But to get to 87, they'd have to go 35-31. Seems very doable.
It does.
I will also say this. I don't think 87's going to make it if I'm the Padres.
Probably not.
With so many teams chasing them, I think they're going to need 90. So in this particular wager, I'm better bet over.
You're gonna 87,
because if they get under 87, they're not going to make the postseason, I don't think.
Yeah, there's no way I could say that they're going to be under 87.5 wins. They're definitely going to be over. Dodgers, do you still think they win 100 or more games?
It's really looking rather unlikely now.
Yeah. But that's their over-under
total. You know, nobody has 60 wins yet. Not even the Tigers, the best record in baseball. No one has 60. So it's been, you know, that way all year.
Let me look for the Rockies real quick.
No kidding. Good one.
Do they even list them? I am looking through.
I'm looking through, too. I don't see them.
I don't see them either. You know what? They don't want anybody to make a bet on them.
Why?
Because they're probably going to lose money.
The Rockies right now are on pace to go 37-125.
The Rockies are legitimately not even listed.
You're right. They're not listed. So,
and it's because people would say under,
I think everybody'd go under, yeah. And then, they might take a bath.
That's
they don't want
hilarious,
to put it up
there. Actually.
Poor Rockies. All right, we got a couple of games we can bet on for tomorrow night. We don't have much of a show tomorrow, Scrape, so we can put some wagers down. Padres, Washington, 8.5 runs for the opener tomorrow. I got to go under, counting on Dylan Cease to pitch a no-hitter. Sorry, Dylan, but I'm expecting a lot.
I'm going to go under.
You're going to go
under?
I
remember a couple years ago when I was on pre- and post-game, they started the second half in Washington, and Jay Kroenger hit for the cycle.
That was.
And Tommy Pham almost hit for the cycle, too.
I do remember that. Minnesota at Colorado. Here are the Rockies. You can get Minnesota, and you only have to give 1.5 runs. Pitching for the Twins tomorrow, Chris Paddock. I don't know if that means anything. I'm going to take the Rockies for the first time all year. I think plus 1.5. I think the Rockies are going to – I think they're going to get going a little. They have been playing better, believe it or not. Although still losing all the time.
Did you see this while you were on your break? And I'm hoping this is true, and this is not something I just saw floating around the internet, but Dylan Cease is now dating Chris Paddock's ex-girlfriend.
I didn't see that floating around anywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't like that?
Maybe that's the problem?
Oh, come on.
I'm joking, everybody. I just wanted
I
to see if
joking.
Chris has seen it.
I don't think you're joking.
No,
I mean
I don't think I don't think that Chris Paddock's ex-girlfriend is going to rub off on Dylan Cease and make him bad. But that's what people are saying, Chris. That's
people
what people
are
saying.
Right,
I'm going to go
with Paddock. You're going to go with him.
Yeah.
Toronto minus 1.5 against San Francisco. That's up north of the border. I brought this one in because Justin Verlander gets the start for the Giants. He's 0-7. He hasn't won a game yet. Interesting that the Giants would go with him to start the second half. Who do you like here? Toronto minus 1.5.
Toronto's playing such good baseball.
They are.
Gotta say them.
Got the best record in the league. I'll take Verlander. He's got to win a game just by luck. All right, strikeouts tomorrow. Dylan Cease minus 1 versus Chris Paddock. Different games. But I'm going to go with Cease because he's going to pitch a no-hitter. So I'll go there.
You start
Paddock
with that.
Or Cease. You get Paddock plus 1 if you want it.
No, I mean, Dylan Cease is a strikeout guy. I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, he's been getting the strikeouts even though he's not been successful. All right. Luis Arraez plus Manny Machado versus C.J. Abrams and James Woods tomorrow night.
Plus Manny Machado.
You get Arraez and Machado versus Abrams and Wood. Most hits.
Oh.
Who do you like here?
Well,
tomorrow night's game. Who gets more hits?
If Abram and Wood combine for more hits, the Padres fans are going to lose their mind. But I'm going to go with Arraez and Machado.
You're going to go with the SD club there. I will too, just basically so that I can keep my sanity.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Every time the Abrams and Woods do something, is it Woods or Wood?
Wood.
Yeah. Every time they do something, you know, the fan base revolts. Tomorrow, PCA versus Boston, 1.5 total bases. Tired of PCA. I'm going under.
You're going to go under?
Yeah. PCA has a second half slump. I don't know why I'm rooting against the kid, but, you know, I just have that mean streak in me, I guess.
This is hits, runs, RBIs?
Total bases.
Total
so
bases.
A single is one, double two, that type of thing.
And you said what, under?
Under 1.5.
I'm going to go over. I have to see him fail first.
All right. Coming up next, we have our 30-mile zone. That is sports off the beaten path. And a couple of these stories are funny. Stick around for them as Gwen and Chris continues. All right, we got so much in the 30-mile zone today that we got to get right to it, Scrape. You got a bunch of stories. I just found a bunch of them, too. I think there's a lot of fun stuff going on. Sports plus, as they say. Klay Thompson has a very high-profile girlfriend now.
I almost yelled out her name, but we're going to save it.
We'll find out about that and the rest of the 30-mile zone stuff right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30 Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's start with the one that I have been laughing about ever since Chris told me. This might be the best 30 Mile Zone story that we have ever told.
You like this one.
It is. Well, it's so ridiculous that... The Minnesota Twins.
Let's just say that the Minnesota Twins front office, maybe the dumbest people ever.
Or the board people. I don't know who did this, but come on. So Livy Dunn was watching Paul Skenes last Friday at Target Field.
Sitting in the stands.
And so during one of the in-between innings things, they put up a celebrity look-alike game type of thing.
Right,
so they put up a picture of the celebrity.
And then they try to find a fan who looks like
the celebrity.
Right.
They put up Livy Dunn on the left side.
As the celebrity.
They put up a girl who they thought looked like Livy Dunn. Didn't realize it was the actual Livy Dunn. This is ridiculous.
She saw it and was just laughing hysterically.
She is. I see her in the thing, and which is good for her. I give her a hard time, but I think that she took it in the right way.
That's pretty funny, actually, that they would make a mistake like this.
Her boyfriend is pitching in the game.
Yes,
what makes you think that she's not there?
Right. They should have made the connection. But I my laugh on this is picturing the guy upstairs who is looking at all of the cameras as they try to find celebrity looks like, being, oh my goodness, there's somebody who looks like Livy Dunn. This is great.
Yes.
Then realizing that it actually was Livy Dunn.
Yeah, that's insane.
Well done.
That's like a mistake that maybe
I would make. I like that one. It's a good funny one.
It's really crazy. I cannot believe that.
Here's one before you get back to it. This is how you make chicken salad out of you know what.
Okay.
You know the saying?
Chicken
salad, yeah. Do you know Brooks Nader is? N-A-D-E-R? I don't either, but I'm going to tell you who she is. She's a Sports Illustrated model.
Okay.
Okay? She was at Wimbledon recently.
Oh, yes.
And she was wearing all white.
I'm surprised you're bringing this up.
Well, I think it's a good example of how to, you know, deal with things like this that happen in the world. She's wearing all white because that's what all people do at Wimbledon anyway, right? It's a white. All the players have to wear white, so a lot of the celebrities wear white. Anyway, she had a bit of a mishap with the white outfit. I don't know quite how I'm going to explain this, Scrabe.
Feminine problem.
Feminine issue.
Issue.
Thank you.
I shouldn't say problem.
She had a feminine issue, and people could see the result of that feminine issue
okay.
in her white outfit.
Yep.
So instead of it being like the world's most embarrassing thing that ever happened to her, which I would say is pretty embarrassing, she has rebounded quickly, and she has signed a collaboration deal with the Kotex tampon company, and now she's got herself an endorsement.
I think you're right. This is exactly how you handle it.
That's making chicken salad out of, yeah, right?
This is exactly how you handle it. It's a natural thing. It's not like no one ever has had this
happen to other people before.
You could go in one direction and go hide and be like, why are they putting this online?
Yes.
Or you can go in this direction and poke fun at yourself and make money at the same time.
Face it, poke a little fun at yourself, and look, she got an endorsement out of it.
She got an endorsement. Yeah, I did see that, and I do think she handled this really well.
I think it's a little example of how all of us should try to look at things. We can't always do it, right? I mean, you do something embarrassing, and sometimes you do want to run and hide.
Yes, you do.
All right.
So this is not sports related, but this has taken over the internet. And it was at a Coldplay concert last night at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
Okay, well, that's sports related then.
It was at a stadium. All right, there we go. Well,
Coldplay was playing in the concert. Okay.
Coldplay was playing, and they put up on their video screen, it looks like they were looking for couples in the audience.
They were looking for couples that were canoodling.
Canoodling. Now, go look at the video, Chris, because I'm about to play the video.
Oh, well, you know what? I can't. I signed off because you changed cameras.
All right. Well, here, you can look at mine over here.
I got you. Okay.
Here's what happened at the concert last night, and I'll explain after for those who can't see.
So they're showing the people in the crowd, and they're looking for couples.
And Chris Martin is like emceeing kind of.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, so here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right. Come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Because they ducked out of the way. As soon as they saw themselves on the camera, they ducked out of there. So he said either they're having an affair or, I guess he was right, they turned out they're having an affair, right?
Look, I'm going to pause this, Chris, on his face when he realized.
It wasn't great, yeah.
His face is like, oh no, my life is over. Now, I will say this, if you're going to be cheating, and they're both married, and
not going to be married for much longer.
No, but this is the sad part about it, I think, is that like there's kids involved and there's other spouses involved as well that didn't know this was happening. But the guy's name is Andy Byron, and he's having an affair.
Wow, we have to give his name out and everything?
Well, it's all over the internet.
Oh, okay.
Chris.
All right.
And it has an affair. The affair was with HR chief Kristen Cabot. And now I found what I thought was an apology from Andy. And this is another unfortunate part of our society, is now you cannot believe anything that you see online because someone put up an apology that apparently is not the real apology. And in that apology, he's like putting blame on Coldplay. But the internet has taken this to a new level. And I obviously do not agree with what these people are doing because it's not cool to cheat on your spouse. But I don't like how our society just jumps on it and decides that now we're going to take these people down and we're going to make their life horrible.
Oh.
Like, their life is already pretty horrible right now, and I understand you got caught at a concert, which is your fault. You should not be canoodling, as Chris said, in front of cameras in the public if you don't want to get caught. But this is worldwide, Chris.
I'm happy to see this happen once at least.
Wait, what?
I'm happy to see this happen.
Oh, I thought you said you have seen it happen.
No, I'm not happy for the. I'm not who I'm really not happy for. I don't care less about these two people. I could care less about these two people, Andy and whoever. Could care
Kristen.
Less. Don't care what happens to them. The people that I really do feel bad for, his wife, yeah. her husband.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Those are the people we should care about here.
Yeah.
But having said that, look, you're going to go out in public and cheat on your significant other. Wouldn't it be nice if we all could video everybody who is doing stuff like that?
That's what I'm saying.
I know we can't, but I like the fact that somebody, you know, maybe the next time somebody elsewhere will think twice before they go to a concert and cheat on their significant other.
Why don't they just not cheat in the first place?
Right. That's what I just said. Think twice. Don't cheat.
I get it. And
that's what I'd like to see.
I get it. And they did get caught. It was hilarious that Chris Martin called it out.
I love it.
On the screen. They're either really shy or they're having an affair.
They were having the affair. And they were. One last bit of advice, I guess, if you have to cheat and you have to go to the Coldplay concert, maybe hands off each other for a couple of hours anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in case the camera's looking.
I think this is totally their fault. But yeah, you're right. This is very unfortunate for the other two families involved because now their parents are...
Right. I care about those people.
Their parents are
forever changed.
Yeah, forever changed. Real quick, this hour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. Top 10 must-haves for grilling season. 1, meat. 2, meat. 3, lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Grill the best tasting meats on the planet from uswellnessmeats.com. New customers receive 20% off and will deliver right to your door for free. Now, this happened in the Home Run Derby, and after Brent Rooker was eliminated from the competition, there was the camera panned over to him, and he was sitting there feeding his young child. And
Brent Rooker,
yeah.
And like, it's just like spoonfuls of food.
No, just like a bottle has his kid on his lap. He's watching the Home Run Derby. He's just giving her, I believe it's her, bottle. And someone on the internet said, said, "Hey, Rooker, did you really need to feed your baby on camera? Sometimes people just want to see you play." So Brent Rooker went and replied to this, which I do like Brent Rooker for this because he does this often. He said, "Yes, it was necessary to feed my 11-month-old child her nighttime bottle at like 9 p.m. Thank you for asking." Well, guess what? The internet has turned on this person for saying this. Because,
turned on Brent Rooker?
No, for the person who said that. Because one said, 17 home runs and feeding your kid? That's boss status. Another one said, "Personally, I think one of the best things is seeing people be loving parents who are there for their kids as much as possible. That is the ultimate home run." Another one, I'm sure with the ballplayer's schedule, he doesn't get to give his child a bottle all that often. Maybe it's something he doesn't want to miss out on if he doesn't have to, or maybe he wanted to give his wife a break. Good on him for being a dad. I liked in this case that the internet came to Brent Rooker's defense, shame this guy out of Twitter, basically. Because that was a dumb comment by this guy. Like, this is what we have out there, Chris. "Hey, Rooker, did you really need to feed your baby on camera?" And I agree with those people. I think Brent Rooker doing this at the Home Run Derby is a manly thing to do. It's not, there's nothing wrong with this. And I'm glad that the internet came to his defense.
I got nothing to add.
Okay.
100% agree with you.
All right. Did you see that Shohei Ohtani was joking with Robert Suarez on Monday night? I missed this completely. But Shohei Ohtani and Robert Suarez were seen interacting. And apparently Shohei Ohtani was joking with Robert Suarez that his ribs still hurt after he hit him with a pitch.
Oh, right. Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Suarez plunked him pretty good.
Yeah. And this is why I can't hate Shohei Ohtani. Because he does stuff like this. He disarms me. And instead of, you know, being mad, he goes over to Robert Suarez and they share a laugh about the fact that Robert Suarez plunked him in the ribs. And I think that's pretty cool.
It's cool, but is there a little part of you, like there is a little part of me, that would like Shohei Ohtani to completely avoid Robert Suarez moving forward? Because he doesn't like getting hit and plunked by the San Diego pitcher. And therefore, reminding me that these two teams are competing against each other And I just think there's too much fraternization.
In I get general. It. But this is an event for fraternization, if I can say that word.
Again, Bob Gibson didn't think so. When he used to go to the All-Star game, he didn't talk to anybody.
Bob Gibson needs to lighten up
a little Bob bit. Gibson. I want more Bob Gibson.
But it's funny. It's funny. It's kind of funny.
I'm giving you this one. Okay. I'm giving you this one.
It's kind of funny, but Shohei did joke. He came up to him like this, Chris, and he was like, ah, my ribs.
Okay.
That's kind of funny.
No, that's okay. I'm good.
All right. Let's see what else we have today. Oh.
Well, you didn't do Klay Thompson yet.
Oh, you do it.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
Is soon to be potentially Megan Thee Thompson.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if they're that serious, but I know that that's the big rumor in relationship now. I don't even think it's rumor. I think it's
No. They've been out and about and they're holding hands, and she said he's the nicest person she's ever met.
Good for both of them. Good for both of them.
I agree with that.
I have no issues there. Did you hear? Now, this I think is rumor more than fact. Tom Brady / Sofia Vergara.
Oh, he's been linked to a bunch of different actresses
it's true.
Lately.
He's been linked to just about everybody
like
he comes in contact
Johnson.
With.
Yeah.
I know.
But he has been caught at dinner with Sofia Vergara a couple times.
All right.
I mean, he's a single guy.
Yes, there's nothing.
There's nothing wrong with it. He's divorced.
How old is he?
Tom?
44? 5?
No, he's got to be closing in on 50.
Is he?
At this point, I just Googled it, and it's taking forever. Tom Brady is... He played 23 seasons. 47. He'll be 48 in August.
Sophia's got him by 6 years, then.
She's 53?
Yeah. She just turned 53, looking pretty good,
I might add, for 53. For 53.
Tom Brady, according to the latest report... Daily Mail said the NFL far beautiful. I'm not finding
what are you
it.
Doing?
Oh, I got it. Okay, no. Brady said there was a report that Brady said Vergara was, quote, too old for him. And Brady pushed back on that, saying, Tom never said, nor would ever say anything like this.
That's very un-Tom Brady-like.
Yeah, I agreed 100%.
Tom Brady wouldn't say that out loud to
Tom
someone.
Tom Brady's got to be one of the world's most eligible bachelor, doesn't he? Is there anybody going
to
be above that?
I don't think so.
The man is the greatest player ever in the most popular sport on the planet, and I'm sorry, soccer fans, because I know you're going to tell me that, oh, no, soccer's way more popular. But not in our world, it's not.
I'm just reading a comment that's like, what? I'm not even going to read that on the air. We did talk about John Elway the other day. I did, at least.
What was the... Oh, he was found completely innocent.
No fault. No fault
of
in the death
of his
friend.
Great friends, falling off the back of a golf cart that he was driving.
Yeah, and people say that he was seen drinking before the event.
There's no question he was seen drinking before the event. I saw a lot of coverage of this. I don't want to pile on. John Elway did lose his best friend here. But at the same time, hard to believe that he was driving completely 100% sober under these conditions. I'm just saying.
Brandon has a good quip for us to add end this, but he says Bill Belichick would never say someone is too young for him either. All right. Chris versus the fans up next. 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.